Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Health with Hashimoto's. This is the podcast where you get simple and sustainable things that you can do so that you have better health. And that includes if you have an autoimmune problem like Hashimoto's. I want you to be able to have better health. You want to be able to have better health, right? We don't want to be stuck feeling sick, feeling less than. I think feeling less than is the biggest thing that I hear when I'm talking to people about Hashimoto's. They feel less than. They feel like when they look in the mirror, they don't recognize themselves. They don't look like themselves. They tell me, I just want to feel like myself. They tell me that when they're acting with or when they're playing with their kids, they can't. They just don't have as much energy as they used to. They feel less than. They feel like they are not the mom that they want to be. They feel like they're not the wife they want to be. They feel like they are not the employee or employer that they want to be. They feel less than. And I hate that Hashimoto's and any other illness steals that from us. I want you to have a whole and vibrant life. I want you to feel like the person that you're created to be. You're valuable no matter what. You're valuable even if you have an illness. Even if you are feeling tired and you're like in bed all day, you're still valuable. Nothing takes away that value. You are valuable because God made you valuable. Nothing can take that away. All of that being said, of course, we want to feel better, right? Even though we have value, we really want to give back to our family, our work, our church, our community. We want to be a part of things and bless others. So today, I'm going to give you a super, super, super simple thing that you can do. You have to do it once, and then it's done. And it'll take you, less than a minute. And it is this: swap out your toothpaste. I'm going to tell you why, and it comes down to the periodic table of elements and Hashimoto's and how it works and root causes and all of that. And so if you're a nerd like me, you want to know all of that. You want to know the reason. You want to know if I'm actually telling the truth, if I'm giving you something of substance, or if I'm just trying to sell something. And I'll give you a heads up. I'm never just trying to sell something. I am. I'm trying to sell you on investing in your health. But really, the cost of toothpaste, something that you're going to buy anyway. It's not really a hard sell, right? What I'm trying to do every single episode is help you find simple and sustainable things that you can do that add up to better health. So we're going to talk about root causes, Hashimoto's, fluoride, toothpaste, and what you can do. Let's start with the periodic table of elements. Now, can you picture it? Can you picture this grid, this chart of a whole bunch of different chemical formulas? And, you know, the ones on the top are lighter, they're, you know, smaller, and the ones on the bottom are usually heavier. They're a little bit more toxic. Generally, the ones on the right are, you know, there's differences, right and left, middle, there's different colors for different categories. But there's one little column, and it is the halides. And like three spots down is iodine. Now, why do you need to know about iodine? Well, it's because this, your thyroid gland, that little butterfly-shaped gland at the base of your neck, it produces thyroid hormone, right? It produces thyroid hormone called T4. That's what we abbreviate it as. The four stands for four molecules of iodine. Your thyroid gland produces hormones that use four molecules of iodine. And then your body takes it and converts it to an active form, which is T3. It kind of takes one or absolutely takes one of those molecules of iodine off, and then it can work in your cells. It works like the ignition switch, kind of lets them work. And of course, if your cells are working, then your organs and tissues are working, and then you're working. If your cells are not working, then your organs and tissues are not working, and you're not working, right? We really have to focus on cellular health. What happens on a cellular level matters to the whole you. So your thyroid is producing T4, which uses iodine. What does that have to do with toothpaste and the periodic table of elements? Is this. Above iodine, which is technically like the fifth box down, but the top box is empty because of the way that the periodic table is, the three things over it are fluorine or fluoride, chlorine or chloride, and bromine or bromide. Now, all three of those, because they're lighter, because they're above iodine on the periodic table of elements, they can impact your thyroid and how much iodine it stores and what is available to use. So fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, like which of those do you use twice a day when you brush your teeth? fluoride, right? Now, of course, we're exposed to the others as well. We're exposed to fluoride if you're on city water or any water that is fluorinated. Is that what they say? Fluoridated? I don't know. And then chlorine also is in our water, or when you go swimming, chlorine is all around. Bromine, you might be like, Esther, I don't do anything with bromine. Well, actually, you do. Bromides are used a lot as fire retardants in fabrics. And so couches, carpets, clothing. And then also I have heard that the bromide is used as a wheat conditioner. So if you're eating anything that's made with wheat, like bread, then there's a chance that there's bromide in it that's not listed on the label because it was used previous to make the wheat, to grind it, and I don't know what they do with it, but it can get in your bread. So bromine, chlorine, and fluorine, they all can impact your health, especially the health of your thyroid. And of course, if you have Hashimoto's, you want to support your thyroid as best you can. You want to do everything possible. We're not going to talk about bromine, chloride, or, you know, fluorinated water right now. We're just going to talk about toothpaste because it's so simple. Something that you use twice a day, and hopefully, you know, you spit it out, but maybe you don't. Have you ever noticed that all fluoride toothpaste has a warning in it? It's like, do not swallow. Well, that's because it can build up and it does have toxic problems if you keep swallowing it. That's why they teach kids to spit it out. That's why they tell you exactly how much to put on your toothpaste. Fluoride is not good. Except you're never going to hear that from your dentist, at least not from most of them. Now, I was a little curious about toothpaste. Well, okay, I take that back. I've been very curious about toothpaste for probably 15 years since one of the first fluoride-free toothpastes came out that I was introduced to. And I was like, why is fluoride a big deal? But whatever, I trust this guy. He's super, super passionate about health. And I use all of his other health products. And so, of course, I'm going to trust him with this. There's no like downside, as far as I could see, to switching to a fluoride-free toothpaste. But that was before hydroxyapatite hit the market. At least I'd never heard of it before. And then about a couple months ago, I was listening to a podcast. You're listening to this podcast, so you're probably a podcast listener. Go look up this podcast episode. It is the Red Pill Your Health Cast with Dr. Charlie, I don't know how to say his last name, and nurse practitioner Lauren Johnson. Episode 45 was an interview they did with a dentist, Michelle Jorgensen, and it was a fascinating interview. There were so many times in the interview I was like, whoa, I did not know that. And what? You should go listen to it. So it's episode 45 of the Red Pill Your Health Cast. Such a good episode. You will learn things from the dentist, Dr. Michelle Jorgensen. A little bit about her story is she was poisoned by her work. She got to the point where she was having neurologic symptoms. She couldn't work. She was either going to have to quit dentistry or find a different way to do it. And she realized that she was exposed to all of these nasty toxins every day at work. So she switched, and she is now, I think she calls herself a biologic dentist, and she doesn't do anything with to poison her patients. Now, of course, no dentist is going to purposely poison their patients. But one thing she said that stuck with me, is that the American Dental Association will never distance themselves from fluoride, because if they do, they will have class action suits from everybody who has been damaged by their advice. So they will never distance themselves from that advice. But there are things that you can do because fluoride does impact your health. And switching your toothpaste is such an easy thing. So let's talk about hydroxyapatite. I think I am saying that correctly. I mean, it certainly looks right. It is the mineral that your teeth are made out of and your bones. And when you're working on your teeth, of course, you want to use what is going to help them. You want strong teeth. You want white teeth. And hydroxyapatite is that. Now, back when they first discovered fluoride, they realized that people who had more fluoride naturally in their well water had better teeth. And that's kind of why they started looking at fluoride for tooth health. But now we know that, like I said, fluoride has problems. But hydroxyapatite, it is what your teeth are made of. It is a form of calcium. It makes up 97% of your tooth enamel and 70% of the dentin. So that's like underneath the enamel. And when you brush your teeth with a toothbrush or a tooth powder that has hydroxyapatite in it, then that actually can, it goes into your teeth. Like they will absorb some of that. And this is why when you brush your teeth with a toothpaste with hydroxyapatite, you shouldn't rinse your mouth or eat for 30 minutes after. You should just leave it. Of course, you're going to spit out your stuff, but it's going to continue working on the surfaces of your teeth even after you're done brushing your teeth. So both fluoride and hydroxyapatite can remineralize your teeth, but hydroxyapatite is more effective and it's better for your oral microbiome. So you've heard me talk about the microbiome in your gut before, of course, right? We really want to focus on a healthy gut. We want to make sure that we're getting pre and probiotics. We want to make sure that we're taking care of our gut. Well, you have a microbiome in your mouth too, an oral microbiome. And one thing that you can do to help that is brush with the right toothpaste. So here are five different benefits of hydroxyapatite. And this is from a website called askthedentist.com. And it's their article on hydroxyapatite. Number one, it can prevent and heal cavities. Well, that's good, right? We really want to do that. It increases the micro hardness of human enamel. That's what it says. It also says it reverses enamel erosion more effectively than over-the-counter fluoride toothpaste. Right? We want that. Number two, it's non-toxic and it's biocompatible. And we want that because fluoride at high doses is a neurotoxin. It impacts your brain. Hydroxyapatite is not. The CDC found that most kids use and potentially swallow more toothpaste than they should. We want to protect the safety of our kids. Number three, this article says it can help the teeth appear whiter. Even without extra whitening ingredients, hydroxyapatite toothpaste can help your teeth look whiter. It doesn't change like the polishing activity of the toothpaste. It actually adds a whitening element. I don't know about you, but some of the whitening toothpaste, like they just tear off. It's like they sandpaper your teeth to take off some of the yellowness. And then you get sensitive teeth, and then that adds more problems. So it's going to help whiten your teeth and strengthen them. Number four, like we already said, it's good for your oral microbiome. It's going to protect your teeth from the acid attacks by bacteria, because bacteria causes more acid. Number five, it's resistant to acidic pH. The pH, the acidity of your mouth, should remain slightly basic or alkaline, and that helps you avoid inflammation and oral disease. And hydroxyapatite is going to help with that. Number six, it may improve gum health. And they do say there's preliminary results that found that hydroxyapatite can improve gum health in patients with gum disease. That's a lot of reasons. I mean, six reasons, but there are some really good reasons in there why to switch. And of course, when you switch from something that can cause thyroid problems to something that's not going to cause thyroid problems, like that's a no-brainer in my mind. So what I did when I found this out, I went on Amazon and I just typed in hydroxyapatite. It's hydroxy, H-Y-D-R-O-X-Y, and then apatite, A-P-A-T-I-T-E. Just type that in. If you start to write toothpaste with H-Y, Amazon is going to say, oh, do you mean this? And there are so many different brands. It's getting more and more popular. You can also go on Dr. Michelle, that's the dentist that I heard the interview with. You can go on her website and she sells a couple of different things, including tooth powder. So that's not a toothpaste, it's a powder. You get your toothpaste wet and get that powder on there and then brush normally. She sells it. Her website is Living Well with Dr. Michelle. Doctor is DR. Living Well with Dr. Michelle. She also advocates for tongue scraping. And let me tell you, I don't know if this has anything to do with thyroid health. I have no idea. But have you ever scraped your tongue in the morning? Oh my goodness. So gross and disgusting. Now, I don't mean like with a toothbrush. I used to think that it was just fine. I didn't need to buy something else to scrape my tongue. I could just brush my tongue with my toothpaste. I've done that for, I don't know, decades. But I bought a tongue scraper and I scraped my tongue in the morning and it was so disgusting. I highly recommend it. And so now almost every single morning I do that. And why do you want to do that? It's because your oral microbiome, it really makes a difference in your overall health. They have associated poor dental hygiene and your microbiome in your mouth to more heart attacks. You wouldn't think that, right? You wouldn't think that something as distant or like unrelated as what's going on in your mouth is going to impact your heart, right? But it does, because you are a whole person. Everything is related to everything. My kids, I have four kids and they've got three friends over today. They are downstairs and they are playing a board game, but they're having lots of fun. So if you can hear them, just know that it's sounds of joy and competition. I don't know what game they're playing. Probably Catan or Seven Wonders or Wingspan, maybe. I love Wingspan. If you have any good board games, totally unrelated to this episode, but if you have any good board games, let me know, because I'm always looking for another good board game. My kids go screen-free 2 days a week and then a month or two out of the year. And so we're big on games. Okay, what was I talking about? Heart health. You want to improve your oral microbiome. And when you wake up in the morning, of course, you've been sleeping. You know what, you know, morning breath smells like, right? Well, a lot of that bacteria lives on your tongue. So first thing in the morning, you go to the bathroom and scrape off that nastiness and spit it out, get rid of it. Just clean your tongue. Unlike brushing your teeth, you only technically have to scrape your tongue once a day. And then also you should know this, don't brush your teeth within 15 to 30 minutes of eating. And why is this? It's because when you eat, your mouth is more acidic. Now, when you brush your teeth and it's more acidic, the enamel is a little weaker and you're actually brushing it off. You're damaging your enamel. So you want to wait at least 15 to 30 minutes after eating before you brush your teeth. Now, if you're going to just, you know, quick, get up, eat your breakfast, brush your teeth, and leave. I totally understand that. You know, sometimes you just can't help it. You got to do the best you can do. You evaluate your choices before you, and you choose the best one, even though it is not the optimal. But do what you can do, right? Always do the best you can do. And I know that's what you're doing. And you're doing a good job. You are listening to this podcast. You don't have to do that. You are listening to me because you want simple and sustainable things that you can do for your health. Good job. And I know that maybe you don't implement something every single episode. Maybe you listen and you have intentions, but you don't actually do it. But there are some episodes that you implement something. And other times when you're going about your life and you learn something new and you implement it, good job. You are working every day and every week to improve your health. And I'm proud of you. I want you to know that. I know that we've probably never met face to face. I would love to meet you in the app. Join the Health with Hashimoto's app and say hi. Give me a little bit of your story. I would love to meet you in there as we're growing that community. And so even though we haven't met in person, I want you to know that I'm proud of you. You're doing a good job. You're learning. You're evaluating your health. You're evaluating your choices. You're figuring out what you can do, and then you're implementing. And then you evaluate and you figure out what you can do and you implement something else. I'm proud of you. Keep going. You're doing a good job. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. Please be sure to discuss any concerns and plans with your trusted healthcare professional.